Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Before we begin, I'd like to make a very special announcement. We all know that soft skills certifications are powerful resume boosters. They provide great credibility to you and those on your team, and so much more. Therefore, we are offering a live soft skills training seminar in Dallas, Texas, and this is your formal invitation from me to attend. I would like for you to be my special guest, and if you accept my invitation, please email info@simplysuccess.com. Send an email to info@simplysuccess.com, and my office will arrange something special for you when you arrive. Now, let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply zero is the hero. Zero is the hero. You've often heard that term of going from zero to hero. I like to give a twist on that, my friends and neighbors, and say that zero is the hero. If somebody were to ask you what is your favorite number, most of the time we pick a number between 1 and 9 or somewhere even beyond that. My favorite number is 0. Now you may wonder why I like that number so much, my friends, but I'm going to tell you it has some validity to me because just like me, you would also like to have 0 as your favorite number because 0 could represent 0 debt, 0 problems, 0 enemies, 0 negativity, 0 bondage, and so much more. Yes, my friends and neighbors, 0 is a powerful number, and I enjoy it. And in business, my friends and neighbors, those who understand and capture the 0 concept are going to be the ones that excel in business. And you want to have some zeros on your team. In fact, if you could have a team that was filled with zeros, you'd love it. You want a bank account filled with zeros. Why not a team filled with zeros? Well, let me give you 3 characteristics of a 0 in our SUM acronym. These are 3 things that not only make individuals great, but make teams great also. The first one, the S in our SUM, S-U-M acronym, reminds us of the importance of simplification. You see, 0 is a simple number. It's a natural number. It's neither positive nor negative. But think of all the numbers in between 0 and 1. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you may have never thought of it before, but if you think of all the fractions and pieces of numbers, the numbers smaller than 1 but greater than 0, there's a lot of room, an infinite amount of room between 0 and even just the number 1. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and it's great to simplify by celebrating the small achievements. Those who specialize in simplification have learned how to celebrate the small achievements on their team. Remember, my friends and neighbors, for my note takers, small victories are always far better than small defeats. And you can find a small victory in every major setback. See, my friends, if we can get in the habit of simplifying things for those around us, and one of those ways to do so is by recognizing the little things that are done, those things that are just greater than 0, but not maybe not quite 1, we celebrate it all. Now watch this. We all like babies, right? Everyone likes babies. You see a mother holding a baby. Oh, you say, is so cute. You want to play with her little fingers and toes and all that good stuff. Well, one of the things that parents do is they celebrate the small victories of their babies. You see, when this baby starts rolling over, that's a celebration. When the baby goes from rolling over and holding her head up to crawling, that's another celebration. When the baby goes from crawling to pulling up on items, that's another celebration. When that baby goes from pulling up on items to standing on her own, that's yet another celebration. You see all the small victories? No wonder why babies are so happy. No wonder why they are treated so well, because we made a habit with them of celebrating small victories. But when it comes to those newbies on your teams, how often do you celebrate the little things that are done? How often do you pat yourself on the back for getting the small things done, for making that meeting on time, for having that conversation, for breaking the ice, for handing out the card, for getting one in exchange? Yes, my friends and neighbors, simplification is when you break down for your team all of the victories between where they are and that final close deal that everybody celebrates naturally. Yes, my friends, that S is for simplification, that U is for unification. You see, the thing I like so much about zero is it has to be combined with another number in order to matter most. You see, alone, zero doesn't grow. It stays where it is. But when unified, zero becomes a much larger number. For example, the number one is only one, but when unified with zero, that one becomes 10. When unified with three zeros, that one becomes 1,000, and the list goes on and on. So the person who has mastered the art of unification is one that's okay with taking a backseat to others, recognizing that when they do so, everything else becomes more powerful. You see, zero is never great out front. It's never best out front, let me say. It's always best behind. So oftentimes where egos are overshadowed, that's a zero trying to take the lead. Well, you don't want a zero in front of your one. That makes your one worth less. You want a zero behind your one. You want a zero behind everything that you can find. But the more zeros that stand behind, the more powerful the one becomes. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that's learning the art of taking a back seat recognizes the fact that our support means more even and oftentimes in our leadership, and that proper support is leadership. Yes, my friends, I challenge you to start looking at ways you can become more unified with those on your team. And the best way to become more unified is get in the habit of taking a back seat, getting the habit of promoting someone else, getting in the habit of uplifting another, getting in the habit of saying great things and doing great things and offering unmerited support for all of those around you. That's the way unification works at its finest. And last but not least, my friends and neighbors, that M is for multiplication. You see, if you multiply anything by zero, you get zero. Therefore, zero cannot be multiplied until it's unified. But immediately after unification comes multiplication. So after we unify, then the job is to multiply. What does that mean in layman's terms? It means we work together to bring new people on board. We work together to sell the products and the services. We work together to do the things that help companies grow. One of the great things about this partnership that we have formed is it gives us the ability to multiply. We're unified already, but the multiplication says, now let's go out and accomplish even more. Because we've unified, we can multiply. My friends, have you gotten satisfied with unification and not even attempted to multiply? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to take what you've done and take that formula that you've created with simplification and unification, and then teach other people how to do it. One of the best ways to multiply is through that replicatable process that says, I did it with this team, you can do it too. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you that zero is the hero. And I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, I can make you a very great guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.